శ్రీ శ్రీ ప్రపన్న జీవనామృతం లైఫ్ నెక్టర్ ఆఫ్ ద సరెండర్డ్ సోల్స్ పాజిటివ్ అండ్ ప్రోగ్రెసివ్ ఇమ్మార్టాలిటీ. ఆల్ గ్లోరీ టు ద డివైన్ మాస్టర్ అండ్ ద సుప్రీం లార్డ్ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య. చాప్టర్ 1 ఉపక్రమామృతం ప్రెల్యూడ్ టు అప్రోచింగ్ నెక్టర్ అత మంగళాచరణం. శ్రీ గురు గౌర గాంధర్వ గోవిందాంగ్రిన్ గణైహి సహ వందే ప్రసాదతో ఏసాం సర్వారంభా శుభంకర. ఆస్పీషియస్ ఇన్వకేషన్. ఐ మేక్ మై ఒబేసన్స్ ఆన్ టు ద లోటస్ ఫీట్ ఆఫ్ మై డివైన్ మాస్టర్ శ్రీ చైతన్య మహాప్రభు, శ్రీ శ్రీ గాంధర్వా గిరిధారి, శ్రీ శ్రీ రాధా అండ్ కృష్ణ అండ్ దర్ అసోసియేట్స్. బై దర్ గ్రేస్ ఆల్ ఎండీవర్స్ ఆర్ సక్సెస్ఫుల్. గౌరవాగ్ విగ్రహం వందే గౌరాంగం గౌరవైభవం గౌర సంకీర్తనోన్మతం గౌర కారుణ్య సుందరం. ఐ మేక్ మై ఒబేసన్స్ ఆన్ టు ద డైటీ గౌర సరస్వతి, ద పర్సానిఫైడ్ మెసేజ్ ఆఫ్ ద గోల్డెన్ లార్డ్ శ్రీ చైతన్య మహాప్రభు, హూస్ బాడీలీ లశ్చర్ ఇస్ ఆఫ్ అ బ్యూటిఫుల్ గోల్డెన్ హ్యూ లైక్ దట్ ఆఫ్ ద సెల్ఫ్ సేమ్ లార్డ్ గౌరసుందర, హూ ఇస్ ద పర్సనల్ ఎక్స్పాన్షన్ ఆఫ్ ద సుప్రీం లార్డ్ గౌరహరి, who is always intoxicated by preaching the message of that golden lord and whose divine beauty blooms in the revelation of Lord Gauranga's mercy potency. This is the fundamental meaning of the verse. Within the scope of the Sanskrit language, various expanded purports may be drawn from the original. Guru Rupa Harim Gauram Radha Ruchi Ruchavritam Nityam Navmi Navadvipe Nama Kirtana Narthanehi. Perpetually do I sing the glories of Lord Gauranga, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Hari, embraced by the heart and halo of Sri Radhika, and who has descended as a Divine Master. In this holy abode of Sri Navadvip Dham, he is absorbed in the pastimes of profusely chanting the holy names, dancing in ecstasy. As with verse 2, expanded purports may be drawn from this verse. Srimat Prabhu Padam Boja మధుప్యేభ్యో నమో నమః తృప్యంతు కృపయా తేత్ర ప్రపన్న జీవనామృతే. అగైన్ అండ్ అగైన్ ఐ మేక్ మై ఒబేసన్స్ అన్ టు ద ఎటర్నల్ పర్సనల్ సర్వెంటర్స్ ఆఫ్ మై డివైన్ మాస్టర్, హూ డ్రింక్ ద నెక్టర్ ఆఫ్ హిస్ లోటస్ ఫీట్. ఐ ప్రే దే మే బి గ్రేషియస్లీ ప్లీజ్డ్ ఇన్ టేస్టింగ్ దిస్ లైఫ్ నెక్టర్ ఆఫ్ ద సరెండర్డ్ సోల్స్. ఆత్మ విజ్ఞాప్తి అతి అర్వాచీన రూపోపి ప్రాచీనానాం సుసమతాన్ శ్లోకాన్ కటిపయానత్ర చాహరామి సతాముదే. A humble petition. Despite my disqualifications, for the satisfaction of the pure devotees, I have compiled in this book an anthology of stanzas that are well established by our predecessors. తద్వాక్ విసర్గో జనతాగ విప్లవో యస్మిన్ ప్రతి శ్లోకం అబద్ధవతి అపి నామాని అనంతస్య యశోంకితాని యత్ శృణ్వంతి గాయంతి గృణంతి సాధవః. ఈవెన్ ఇఫ్ ఎవ్రీ స్టాన్జా ఇస్ ఇంపర్ఫెక్ట్లీ కంపోజ్డ్, దట్ ఈస్ అన్లూసిడ్లీ ఎక్స్ప్రెస్డ్, ద సిన్స్ ఆఫ్ ద పీపుల్ ఆర్ టోటలీ వ్యాంక్విష్డ్ బై దోస్ ఎక్స్ప్రెషన్స్ ఆర్ బుక్స్ ఇన్ విచ్ ద గ్లోరియస్ హోలీ నేమ్స్ ఆఫ్ ద ఇన్ఫైనట్ సుప్రీం లార్డ్ ఆర్ డిస్క్రైబ్. సిన్స్ ద ప్యూర్ డివోటీస్ హియర్ దోస్ హోలీ నేమ్స్ ఫ్రమ్ అ క్వాలిఫైడ్ ప్రీచర్, దే సాలిటరీలీ సింగ్ దోస్ హోలీ నేమ్స్ even in the absence of others, and they chant the unending glories of those holy names in the presence of a deserving listener. Abhivyakta mataha prakriti lagu rupad api buddha vidhatri siddhartan hari gunamayi va kritiriyam pulindanapi agnihi kimyu samidam unmatya janito hiranya shreninam apaharati nanta kalusatam. O learned personalities, this treatise, composed of the divine qualities of Lord Hari, will fulfill your cherished wishes, despite the fact that it is presented by me, a very insignificant person. Does not the fire ignited from pieces of wood, rubbed together by a low-born barbarian, dissipate the impurities in gold? Yatokta rupa padena nichinot padite nale hemna shuddhis tatai vatra virahati hritihi satam. As Srila Rupa Goswami Pad has, in his humility, express that gold can be purified with fire lit by a barbarian, similarly, the pure devotee's grief born of their separation from the Lord may also be dispelled by this book, which will light the lamp of their divine love for the Lord. Antakavi yashashkamam sadhuta varanam bahihi shudhyantu sadhava sarve duschikitsyam imam janam. O saintly devotees, please purify this wrongdoer who, on the pretext of saintliness, desires in his heart the prestige of a poet, and who was thus afflicted with a practically incurable disease of insincerity. Krishna gata priya bhakta, bhakta gata priyo harihi, kathanchit ubayo ratra prasangas tat prasidatam. Tidings of Lord Krishna are naturally very dear to the devotees, and tidings of the Lord's devotees are also dear to him, since narratives of both the Supreme Lord and his devotees can be found within this book. I have hope, O pure devotees, that you may be propitiated hereby. Swabhava kripaya santo mad uddeshya malinatam samshodhyangi kurudvambo hi ahaituka kripapdayah. O pure devotees, by your natural divine grace, kindly purify me of ill motives, offences, and accept this treatise. Certainly you will do so, because you are the ocean of causeless mercy. Ata grantha parichayaha granthesvan parame nama prapanna jivanamrite tashadhyaye prapannanam jivana prana dayakam vardakam poshakam nityam hridindriya rasayanam ati martya rasolasa paraspara sukavaham viraha milanartaptam krishna karshna katamritam prapati vishayam vakyam chodritam shastra sammatam. Introduction to the book. The substance expressed within the 10 chapters of this holy book called Prapanna Jivanamritam gives life to the surrendered souls, effecting their eternal growth and nourishment. It is a panacea of the heart and spiritual senses, bestowing those dedicated devotees mutual happiness by the ever-increasingly newer and newer play of supra-mundane joy, aprakritarasa. Lord Krishna and his associates are portrayed in their natural pastimes of separation and union and the line of unconditional surrender as established by the scriptures and saints has been elucidated. Atra chananya chittanam krishna pada rajojusam krishna pada prapannanam krishnarte kila karmanam krishna premaika lubdhanam krishno chisteika jivinam krishna sukaika vanchanam krishna kinkar sevinam krishna vicheda dagdhanam krishna sango lasadhridam krishna svajana bandhunam krishnaika daitamanam bhaktanam hridayo gati marma gata mritenecha bhaktarti hara bhaktasha vishta purti karam tata sarva samshaya chedi hrid granti bijgyan basitam apurva rasa sambhara chamatkarita chittakam viraha vyadi santapta bhakta chitta mahosadam yukta yuktyam parityajya bhaktartakila chestitam atma pradana paryanta pratijnata pratishrutam bhakta premaika vashyasva swarupulasa gositam purnash vaskaram sakshat govinda vachanamritam samahritam pibantu boho sadhava shuddha darshana. Carefully compiled in this book is a nectar of the deep, heart-revealing transcendental messages of those devotees whose hearts are unalloyed, who are servitors of the dust of the lotus feet of Krishna, who perform their every act for Krishna, who are filled with insatiable desire exclusively in love of Krishna, and sustain their lives on Krishna's remnants alone, who desire only Krishna's pleasure and serve the servants of Krishna, whose hearts burn in separation of Krishna and overflow with ecstasy in the association of Krishna, whose relative and friend is Krishna, and whose one and only beloved is Krishna. Along with these expressions of the devotees are carefully collected the words of supreme nectar springing directly from the lotus mouth of Lord Govinda, which vanquish the heartbreak of the devotees, which fulfill the devotees' hope and earnest aspirations, which destroy all doubt and sever the knot of ignorance, which are dazzling with transcendental wisdom and astonish the heart by miraculous waves of divine rapture, which are the great panacea for the devotee's heart afflicted with the piercing pangs of separation, which are incited wholly for the devotee irrespective of his qualification or disqualification, so much so that the Lord is bound by his pledge to give himself to his devotee, and which openly proclaim with great ecstasy that his very nature is to be subjugated solely by the affection of his devotees, reassuring his devotees in all circumstances. O pure and spotless devotees, may you drink deeply the quintessence of these divine elixirs. Adhyaya Parichaya Atreva Prathamadhyaye Upakrama Mritabhide Mangala Charanan Chatma Vignaptir Vastu Nirnaya Grantha Parichayodhyaya Vishayascha Niveshita. Chapter Summary: An Auspicious Invocation, A Humble Petition, An Introduction to the Book and Its Chapters, and the Theme of the Philosophy of the Book have, to the best of my ability, all been entered within this first chapter named Upakramamritam, or Prelude to Approaching Nectar. Dvitiyadhyayake Nama Sri Shastra Vachanamrite Prapati Visaya Nana Shastroktihi Sanniveshita. In the second chapter, entitled Sri Shastra Vachanamritam, the nectar of scriptural word, various scriptural quotations regarding surrender to the Supreme Lord have been compiled. Tritiyatostamam yavat Sri Bhakta Vachanamrite Prapattihi Sadvidha Prokta Bhagavata Ganodita. Chapters 3 to 8 inclusive are entitled Sri Bhakta Vachanamritam, Words of Nectar from the Devotees, beautifully expressed by the lotus lips of the pure devotees of the Lord. Many stanzas describing the six limbs of exclusive surrender are quoted therein. Anukulyasya sankalpa pratikulya vivarjanam rakshisyatiti vishwaso goptritve varnam tata atma nikshepa karpanye sadvidha sharanagatihi evam paryayatashasman ekaikadhyaya sangrahah. These six chapters have been compiled, each consecutively dealing with the six limbs of surrender, which are as follows. 1. To accept everything favorable for devotion to Krishna. 2. To reject everything unfavorable for devotion to Krishna. 3. To be confident that Krishna will grant us protection. 4. To embrace Krishna's guardianship. 5. To offer oneself unto him. 6. To consider oneself lowly and bereft. Adhyaye Navame Nama Bhagavad Vachanamrite Shlokamritam Samahritam Sakshat Bhagavato Ditam. In the 9th chapter, entitled Sri Bhagavad Vachanamritam, Words of Nectar from the Supreme Lord, nectarian stanzas emanating directly from the lotus mouth of the Supreme Lord have been compiled. Dashame Charamadhyaye Chavasesha Mritabhide Guru Krishna Smritav Grantha Syopasam Haranam Kritam. Absorbed in thought of the Divine Master and Lord Sri Krishna, the 10th and final chapter entitled Sri Avasheshamritam, the Divine Remnants of Nectar, was composed as the epilogue of the book. Udrita Shloka Purvetu Tad Artha Suprakashakam Vakyancha Yatnatastatra Yatagyanap Niveshitam. Prior to each stanza quoted, an aphorism illuminating its inner purport has been carefully entered according to my best insight. Bhagavad Gaura Chandra Nam Vadanedu Sudatmika Bhaktokter Veshita Shloka Bhakta Bhavo Ditayata. Being revealed by the Lord Himself, adopting the heart of a devotee, the stanzas of pure nectar emanating from the moon of Sri Gaura Chandra have been entered along with the stanzas of the devotees. प्रपत्या सहचानन्य भक्तेर नैकत्य हेतुतः अनन्य भक्ति संबंधम बहुवाक्यम इहोद्रतम. Many expressions of exclusive devotion, ananya bhakti, have been recorded herein, since exclusive devotion is most intimately related to surrender. Bhagavad bhakta shastranam sambandosti parasparam tat tat pradhanyato namnam prabheda karanam smritam. Actually, words of nectar from the Supreme Lord, words of nectar from the devotees, and the nectar of the scripture word are all seen to be interrelated. Still, they have been portrayed separately due to their individual importance. Prati adhyaya visheshastu tatra tatraiva vakshyate mahajana vicharasya kinchid alochide duna. The unique characteristic of each chapter will be accordingly expressed therein. Now, in this respect, we may have some general deliberation in the line of the great devotees of the Lord. Vastu nirnaya bhagavad bhaktita sarvam iti utrijya viderapi khaiṅkaryam krishna padeika shrayatvam sharanagati. Theme of the work. Being governed by the faith that all success is achieved by serving the Supreme Lord, to abandon servitude to even scriptural injunctions and take exclusive refuge in the lotus feet of Sri Krishna in every time, place and circumstance is known as sharanagati, unconditional surrender. Sarvantarya mitam drishtva hare sambandhato kile apritak bhavata drishtihi prapatir jnana bhaktita. Some consider sharanagati to be that God consciousness which is realization of the one non-differentiated nature in all beings and objects by seeing the Supreme Lord as the indwelling super soul of everything. However, such a conception falls within the category of calculative devotion, jnana bhakti. It is not in the line of unadulterated pure devotion, shuddha bhakti. Nityatvan chaiva shastresu prapatir jnayate buddhihi aprapanasya nirjanma vaifal yoktestu nityatha. By scriptural reference, the learned know of the eternality of surrender to the Lord, since the futility of human life without that surrender is elucidated therein. In this way, the eternal constitution of surrender is established. Nanyad icchanti tatpada raja prapanna vaishnava kinchid apiti tattasya sadhyatvam uchyate buddhehi. Because the devotees who have surrendered unto the dust of the lotus feet of the Lord never aspire for anything else whatsoever, the learned affirm that surrender is the attainable goal of all endeavors. Bhava dukha vinashascha para nistara yogyata param padam prapat eva krishna sampraptir eva cha. Only by surrender to the Lord can one gain freedom from the miseries of birth, death, disease and infirmity, fitness to deliver others from those miseries, the holy abode of Lord Vishnu and the devotional service of Lord Krishna. Travana kirtana dinam bhakti anganam hi yajane akshamasyapi sarvaptihi prapati eva haraviti. Everything is accomplished by surrendering unto the lotus feet of Sri Hari, even for one who is unable to execute the integral practices of devotional service based on hearing and chanting. Sakya rasa shrita praya sati kichit vadanti tu madur yadav prapanna nam pravesho nasti chetina. Some claim that surrender is generally in the relationship of friendship, sakya rasa, but it is complete fallacy to think that surrendered souls have no entrance into the divine relationships headed by consorthood, madura rasa. Sakrit pravriti matrena prapattihi siddhyatiti yat lobo padana hetostad alochana prayojanam. Since surrender is achieved by turning to the refuge of the Lord just once, we should earnestly discuss the subject to enable the longing for surrender to be born in us. Apitad anukulyadi sankalpadi angalakshanat tad anushiraniyatvam uchyate hi mahajanehi. Furthermore, since the constituent parts of surrender, based on acceptance of the favorable and rejection of the unfavorable, have been referred to by authorities and cited in the scriptures, the great devotees of the Lord teach us the necessity of studying and culturing the art of surrender. Bhavarti pidyamano va bhakti matra bilasi api vaimukhya badyamanonya gatishchat charanam vrajat. One who was severely afflicted by fear of living in the material world, or one who, despite having an aspiration for the Lord's service, is nonetheless bound with adversity, such persons, finding no alternative, surrender to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Ashrayantara rahitye vanyashraya visarjane ananya gati pedastu dvivida parikirtita. The state of finding no other alternative occurs in two ways, in the event of having no other shelter, or in the event of abandoning one's existing shelter. Mano vakkaya bedacha trivida sharanagati thasam sarvanga sampanna shikram purna phalaprada nyuna dikyena chaitasam tarathamyam phalepicha. One surrenders by thought, word and deed. Complete surrender in all these aspects promptly affords full success. Otherwise, the fruit attained will be proportionate to the degree of one's surrender. Apurva falatvam vinasha sarva dukkhani nija madhurya varshanam karoti bhagavan bhakte sharanagata palaka. The unprecedented, gracious reward of surrender. Being most affectionate toward his surrendered souls, the Supreme Lord totally dispels their unhappiness, graciously filling their hearts with his sweet, absolute presence. Api asidam tadiyatvam vinacha sharanagatim iti apurva falatvam hi tasya shamsanti pandita. Without unconditional surrender, sharanagati, one cannot conceive of oneself as belonging to him. And this is why the learned sing par excellence the glories of surrender's ability to yield her unprecedented gracious fruit. Atava bahubir eter uktibihi kim prayojanam sarva siddhir bhavad eva govinda charanashrayat. Otherwise, what would have been the need for so abundantly singing her praises? Only by unconditional surrender unto the lotus feet of Govinda is all perfection attained. Nothing remains to be attained. Sri Sanatana Jivadi Mahajana Samahritam Apicha Nicha Samprishtam Piyusham Piyatam Buddha. Even though touched by one as lowly as me, please, O learned devotees, drink this nectar gathered by the great souls headed by Srila Sanatana and Sri Jiva. Iti Sri Prapana Jivanamrite Upakramamritam Nama Prathamodhyaya. Thus ends the first chapter, Prelude to Approaching Nectar, in Life Nectar of the Surrendered Souls, Positive and Progressive Immortality.